This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we journey to Vancouver, one of Canada's largest coastal cities, stretching across the Burrard Peninsula on the western edge of British Columbia. According to writer Susmita Sengupta, the ideal way to kick off your Vancouver vacation would be to head to the University of British Columbia campus at the tip of Point Grey, just a scenic half-hour bus ride from downtown. Wander through Canada's oldest university botanical garden and take an aerial tree walk across a coastal temperate rainforest. Snap photos of the sweeping ocean and mountain views from UBC Rose Garden if you're visiting between June and September. And don't miss the serene Nitobe Memorial Garden, a traditional Japanese oasis with a tranquil tea house. Her personal highlight was the Museum of Anthropology, a 1970s architectural masterpiece by Canadian architect Arthur Erickson. The museum houses an extraordinary collection of indigenous art and artifacts with special focus on the peoples of the Northwest Coast. But nothing quite defined Vancouver like Stanley Park. Originating in 1888, this massive public park is surrounded by the Burrard Inlet and the waters of English Bay. It's a green haven with more than 3,000 rose bushes, vibrant rhododendrons in May, and a Shakespeare garden. It's 1,000 acres big. From birdwatching at Jubilee Fountain to scenic outlooks at like Siwash Rock and Prospect Point, the park offers an endless outdoor charm. You won't feel like you're in the city at all. A walk or cycle on the Stanley Park Seawall, part of the world's largest uninterrupted waterfront path, gives you an intimate look at the city's stunning shoreline. Outside the city center, she headed to the Capilano Suspension Bridge Park. First built in 1889 with hemp rope and cedar planks, the bridge has evolved into a thrilling 450-foot walkway suspended over lush forest. She crossed in about 15 minutes and then explored Treetop's Adventure, a series of suspension bridges connecting centuries-old Douglas firs. Finally, the cliff walk offered breathtaking views as she hung on above the granite walls of Capilano Canyon. Back in the city of Vancouver, she visited the iconic Vancouver Chinatown, Canada's largest and a national historic site. Starting at the Millennium Gate, a striking triple-pillared arch built in traditional Chinese style. Dive into history at the Chinese-Canadian Museum in the Wing Sang Building and soak in the tranquility of Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden, modeled on Ming Dynasty scholar gardens in Suzhou, China. Her visit ended with dumplings, of course. Whether you're up for a dim sum tour or a dumpling-making class, Chinatown in Vancouver offers delicious cultural experiences. Vancouver hosted the 2010 Olympics in winter, and the remnants of the Olympic spirit still dot the city. In the Falls Creek neighborhood, she reached the former Olympic Village via the Aquabus Ferry, wind in her faces, Science World's geodesic dome in sight. Today, the area is a swanky hub of restaurants, boutique hotels, and public art, including the birds, two giant sparrows that soar near Olympic Plaza. Don't miss the Olympic Cauldron at Jack Poole Plaza, a towering torch sculpture framed by Vancouver's harbor views. While exploring Vancouver's downtown neighborhoods, the city's contrast stood out, shimmering towers besides heritage buildings, and the street level, a visible housing crisis. Tent encampments and people experiencing homelessness are just part of the urban landscape. Like many major cities, Vancouver's beauty exists alongside deep social challenges. Our final steps in Vancouver took us through Gastown, the cobblestone cradle of the original 1867 settlement. Now it's a hip neighborhood with boutique shops and great coffee houses. And with that, her vacation in Vancouver drew to a close. She'd call it a vibrant mix of city bustle, nature's grandeur, and cultural richness. Visit Vancouver and read more about it on GoNomad.com.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyescape.com.